Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Global Horizon Strategies and Innovations in International Tourism by Dr. Raymond Banzuela and a group of international co-authors, is a professional and educational work focused on the changing conditions of global tourism. Positioned within tourism studies, hospitality education, and international development, the book examines how tourism stakeholders can respond to a sector shaped by mobility, technology, cultural exchange, sustainability concerns, and shifting traveler expectations. Available as a Kindle title under ASIN BFL TPF FAB, it appears designed less as a narrow academic monograph and more as a collaborative guide for educators, tourism practitioners, entrepreneurs, and policy-oriented readers. Its purpose is to encourage strategic thinking and innovation while keeping responsibility and inclusivity central to tourism growth. Because the book brings together multiple contributors from different professional and educational backgrounds. Its value lies in presenting international tourism as a shared field requiring coordination among institutions, businesses, communities, and travelers rather than as a purely commercial activity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, international tourism as a collaborative and multidisciplinary field. A central feature of Global Horizon is its treatment of international tourism as a field that cannot be understood through one discipline alone. The listed contributors include educators, consultants, and professionals with varied international backgrounds, which supports a broad approach to tourism strategy. Rather than presenting tourism only as travel logistics or destination marketing, the book frames it as an intersection of education, leadership, entrepreneurship, cultural exchange, public policy, and community development. This matters because international tourism depends on many actors whose decisions shape the visitor experience and the social effects of travel. In airlines, hotels, tour operators, local governments, training institutions, digital platforms, and host communities all influence outcomes. A multidisciplinary lens helps readers see why isolated improvements are often insufficient. For example, a destination may attract visitors through promotion, but poor workforce preparation, weak stakeholder coordination, or limited community inclusion can reduce long-term benefits. The collaborative structure of the book reinforces the idea that tourism innovation is not only a product of technology or business creativity. It also requires shared planning, professional education, cross-border dialogue, and sensitivity to local realities. Secondly, innovation as adaptation to a changing global travel environment. The book emphasizes innovation as a practical response to the evolving nature of international tourism. This focus is significant because tourism is highly exposed to external change, including economic shifts, health disruptions, climate concerns, political instability, digital transformation, and changing consumer preferences. In this context, innovation is not limited to new gadgets or promotional tools. It includes fresh ways of designing tourism products, managing visitor flows, training workers, communicating with global audiences, and building partnerships across sectors. Global Horizon appears to position strategy and innovation as connected processes. Strategy gives destinations and organizations direction, while innovation helps them adjust when conditions change. This distinction is useful for readers because many tourism initiatives fail when they treat innovation as a short-term trend rather than as part of organizational planning. A responsible tourism enterprise must ask whether a new idea improves service quality, strengthens local participation, reduces negative impacts, or builds resilience. By centering adaptation, the book encourages tourism stakeholders to move beyond routine operations and consider how future-oriented planning can support more stable, competitive, and socially aware international tourism systems. Thirdly, inclusive tourism growth and responsibility toward host communities. One of the most important themes associated with Global Horizon is the need for a more inclusive and responsible international tourism landscape. This theme reflects a wider shift in tourism studies away from measuring success only by arrivals, spending, and infrastructure expansion. Responsible tourism asks who benefits from tourism and who bears its costs. Inclusive tourism growth requires attention to local employment, small enterprise participation, cultural respect, accessibility, and meaningful community involvement. The book appears to encourage readers to see tourism not merely as a visitor-centered service economy, but as a social relationship between guests, hosts, businesses, and institutions. This perspective has practical implications. A destination that ignores local concerns may experience resistance, cultural dilution, environmental strain, or uneven economic benefits. Conversely, tourism strategies that include local voices can produce more durable outcomes because they align visitor development with community priorities. The responsible tourism emphasis also helps educators and policymakers frame tourism as a sector with ethical obligations. In this sense, the book contributes to discussions about balancing commercial opportunity with cultural protection environmental awareness, and social participation. Fourthly, professional education and leadership development in tourism practice. The background information connected to Dr. Raymond Valenzuela highlights education, entrepreneurship, leadership, and professional development, and these areas are relevant to the positioning of the book. International tourism depends heavily on human capability, service quality, crisis response, intercultural communication, ethical decision-making, and destination competitiveness all rely on trained people. Global Horizon appears useful for readers who approach tourism not only as an industry but also as a field requiring continuous learning. This emphasis is especially important because tourism work often involves frontline interaction across cultures, languages, expectations, and service norms. Leadership development matters because tourism organizations must coordinate teams, manage partnerships, and respond to uncertain environments. Education also supports innovation by giving professionals the frameworks needed to evaluate new ideas rather than simply copy trends. For tourism educators, the book can function as a thematic resource for discussing global tourism challenges, responsible practice, and strategic planning. For practitioners, it reinforces the idea that professional growth is not separate from industry development. Better trained leaders and workers can help destinations become more adaptive, inclusive, and credible in international markets. Lastly, strategic alignment between tourism stakeholders and destination goals. Global Horizon gives attention to strategies, which suggests a concern with alignment between tourism activity and broader destination objectives. This is an important dimension because international tourism often involves fragmented stakeholders pursuing separate priorities. Hotels may seek occupancy, local governments may seek tax revenue, communities may seek livelihood opportunities, and travelers may seek authentic or affordable experiences. Without coordination, these goals can conflict. Strategic alignment means identifying shared priorities, clarifying roles, and designing tourism initiatives that serve more than one interest. For example, product development should connect market demand with local capacity, cultural protection, infrastructure readiness, and environmental limits. This approach helps prevent tourism growth from becoming reactive or uneven. The book stands in a category of tourism literature that encourages planning rather than isolated promotion. It is especially relevant for readers who need to think about tourism as a system. Destination success depends not only on attracting international visitors, but also on maintaining quality, legitimacy, resilience, and community support over time. Strategic alignment, therefore, becomes a mechanism for turning innovation and responsibility into practical governance and management choices. In conclusion, Global Horizon Strategies and Innovations in International Tourism is most suitable for tourism educators, hospitality and tourism students, destination planners, consultants, entrepreneurs, and professionals who need a broad overview of how international tourism can evolve responsibly. Readers looking for a narrowly empirical research study or a single author theoretical argument may find its collaborative and applied orientation less specialized. Its practical value lies in connecting strategy, innovation, inclusion, education, and stakeholder cooperation in one accessible framework. The book can help readers think more carefully about how tourism initiatives affect communities, how destinations can respond to change, and why professional preparation matters in global travel systems. Intellectually, it encourages a systems view of tourism, where marketing, leadership, policy, community participation, and service delivery are interdependent. Compared with many tourism books that focus mainly on destination promotion, hospitality operations, or sustainability as a separate subject, this title stands out through its international multi-author positioning and its effort to bring responsibility and innovation into the same discussion. It is best understood as a thematic professional resource for readers who want to approach tourism development as coordinated, adaptive, and socially aware rather than as a purely commercial expansion of travel demand. If you would like to support Dr. Raymond Valenzuela, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.